please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
I need five.
Oh, five, okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, should we forgive John Stewart for scapegoating non-vaccinators? Super Don, that's a question I ask. I think, he's almost back in my good graces because of tonight's show coming up.
Yeah, I was actually a little surprised when you told me about this.
Yeah, I got a text from our good friend Jeffrey Smith. If you know Jeffrey Smith, if you know anything about GMOs, and he tells me he's on The Daily Show this very evening. So set your DVRs to stun or stunning, because that's stunning information to have him talk GMOs. Of course, they have to pepper it in with light and silly. They'll probably make GMO monster jokes. I mean, Jeffrey can be obviously light and happy, too, about these things, but deadly serious at the same time about the danger of GMO.
If there's anybody who can relate the information that needs to be related on that topic, Jeffrey Smith is the guy.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see that is going to go out even further. Of course, where that ends up with Dr. Oz and his attackers, his AstroTurf attackers, we'll get to another night. We've got a lot to do tonight. We've got Ty Bollinger. He's never on every Wednesday, is he?
I've been so live. It's been at least, a week since we've heard.
I know. I miss him every week. It's hump day. Hooray. Ty Bollinger's back. We're going to go outside the box together. We've got a lot of stories to cover. You want to be part of the show? Dial in now if you'd like. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Next couple hours here on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Also, Alan Phillips, vaccine rights attorney, is going to chime in not only on a story about pediatricians being afraid to debate the issue of vaccines, but also what does this California bill, SB 277, mean? What is it? Is it constitutional? Would it be? Is it? I mean, all of that stuff. I mean, I've got my opinion. I'm not shy about telling it. But Alan's really grounded in attorney speak when it goes to that realm, and I want folks to know about it, too. So looking forward to hear from Alan Phillips. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. You want to see where I'm going to be or TMB is going to be? We've got links to that as well. So stick with us. We're just getting started. What are we going to start with? SB 277. Yeah, California, where the people are vaccine toast. They love you, citizens of California. The Democrats just sold you out in the Education Committee. They switched horses or whatever people in the committee, and basically last week they delayed it instead of dropping it because it was an absolutely crap bill. And they made revisions, but they did not allow anyone, any voter in California to comment on those revisions. There was no time to be listening to the voters of California. We've got the pharmacomafia to answer to. And Dr. Pan, the pharmacomafia man, was not going to have any of this stuff of parents saying no to exemptions. What they want to do is remove all the exemptions, basically the ones that are viable, religious freedom, philosophical exemptions, and leave it to licensed representatives of the pharmacomafia to say, oh, well, that kid might be so sick, he should let him off or let her off of having to get vaccinated. And it's very interesting here, the left coast, as it's known, a heavily Democratic, liberal, leftist, progressive state, has now sold out its people in a way that they like to say Republicans do all the time. Oh, the Republicans only care about corporations, right? But in this case, no, it's the Democrats, by and large, that have sold out the people of California to corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state except to inject you as a mandatory customer, whether it be through Obamacare or now through the exemptions that they're set to remove in California. Now, what does this mean? It means it's an attack, especially you Democrats, listen to me. It's an attack especially on the poor people of California. Why do I say that? Because there is an exemption to the exemption rule, or I shall say this, an exemption to the non-exemption rule. What is it? Well, you could homeschool your kids and then we'll let you not get vaccinated. Now I want to ask you, how many homeschool families do you know are on the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum? I'm sure there are some, but by and large, in order to homeschool, you have to have at least one family member, mom or dad, stay home to do it. That means one sole breadwinner, which is very rare in an era where government is so expensive and intrusive and so debt-ridden that it requires not only you, mom and dad, to work, but as soon as you can put your 12-year-old into work jeans, they got to go out to work too, just to pay the tax man, just to pay the cost of government. So what this means is, well, we've given an exemption. If you don't like it, you don't like the shots, then you can you take your kids home and let them learn there. And it's another irony here that our leftist friends hate homeschoolers and homeschool. I know it's a little bit of a generalization, but more often than not, they'll say, well, it's not good for socialization. The parents are going to teach them to be Nazis, something like that. When my experience in working with homeschool families and homeschoolers is just the opposite. They tend to be more intelligent and they ask questions of authority. Of course, there's always exceptions to that rule. It's not actually a rule because humans are humans and families are all going to be different. But do you err on the side of the police state or do you err on the side of freedom? The liberals in California have erred on the side of paying off Big Pharma based on a bogus assertion that it was non-vaccinated kids that even caused a bogus Disneyland measles outbreak. Nobody knows for sure, but we do know for sure that the vaccine, the MMR shot, causes the kids to get it, to shed active, viable, replicating viral material for 3, 4, maybe more weeks. And that can trigger an outbreak. So we've got some links up from the traditional media on this story. Also, Mike Adams did a good piece on SB 277 here at Natural News, naturalnews.com, robertscottbell.com. We have it linked up. Now, what are you going to do? Super Don, isn't that the big question? What are we going to do? What if you can't or won't homeschool? Any number of reasons why even people that are decently well-to-do can't afford to have one person stay at home to homeschool. What are they going to do?
Yeah, well, listen, one of the things that I really like about our buddy Jerry Doyle is that, he has come out and he's explained to people that, basically when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, you can go out there, you can vote, you can educate and things of that nature. But when it comes down to it, what you have to do is you have to stick your elbows out and you say, this is my space. And you have to do everything you can to try and minimize the impact of government on your own life. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, maybe I'm being very simplistic, but, if the government says you have to vaccinate your children or else, you know what? I would go to maybe the children and ask them, if the government wants you to get a vaccination, what do you have to say about it?
No.
There you go.
Yeah. You can learn a lot from your kids, right? The power of no.
The power of no.
The power of no. I want to hear that again.
No.
Yeah, that's a really powerful no. I know parents sometimes get upset with their kids when they learn to say no, but it's an important part of becoming independent and developing their own personality. Ultimately, they will leave home, unless, of course, they can't afford to, which is thanks in large part to the growth of government. Thank you, both Democrats and Republicans. Equal opportunity destroyers of liberty in this case. But in this case, specifically in California, you vaccinate your child or else you've got to homeschool them or leave the state.
No.
Who wants to? Actually, I'm thinking this could be a good thing for those that we love and care about here, Super Don, because maybe this will be the thing that gets them to leave the state altogether, because it's a disaster from the water issue to the government there, to the economy, to the cost of living. There are so many reasons. Fukushima on the West Coast there. I'm sorry, Super Don, you're in Oregon. Just don't go to the ocean. But you know what I'm saying? There's so many things going on that it's time to get out before the exodus happens.
it, and you know, unless, I mean, I'm a California transplant myself.
That's true. Yes.
California. I love California. There are things that I really miss about California, but I don't miss it enough to want to go back because it's been that way for a long time.
Yeah. No, for me, it's an affront to individual liberty that they would do this. But then again, the idea that the government has to provide education. I know there are a lot of folks that agree on the left and right. Well, yeah, so of course they must. Well, right now you're going to find out that they mustn't. They don't have to when they can reject your kid based on his status. His status of whether he's been medically assaulted by toxic poisons via these injections. And as many parents wake up and see the fallacy of it, despite the protestations from Dr. Dunderheads like Dr. Pan, the pharmacomafia man, now you begin to see the danger, you lefties. And I love you, believe me, I do. I know I pick on you because I expect more from you, perhaps. Maybe that's it. That you know, you used to not trust the man, remember? Don't trust the man. And now you're in the pocket of the man in California. And you've sold out your people for what? A few shekels? And you get to inject all the kids, all the children, the innocent little children who are not going to be poisoned. Who's going to be the one, or who's going to be the 1,000 or the 10,000 or more that are driven into the autism spectrum, that end up with seizure disorders, autoimmune scenarios? How do you sleep at night? Dr. Pan must be taking massive medication in order to do this, as he looked back at his handlers, the lobbyists, to determine what shall we do. Let's wait a week and we'll just get this thing passed and no one will be able to say a thing. If you're from California and you're listening live, I want to hear from you tonight. 866-939-BELL. I know it hasn't fully passed. That's the thing. It's not that it's done. It's passed out of the education committee. What's the likelihood it's going to take to the next level? My good friend Tim Bolin from the Bolin Report. The Battle of Bull Run, he's calling this. The second American Civil War has begun, and it started over vaccines. This is also what I said about the pitchforks. Yeah, the officials want to send syringes and needles your way or at your kids. When is it time to defend your kids in like fashion? Inject those who would exempt you from exemptions to those injections. Inject them. They're going to do it to your kids. Think about it. What is right here? You let me know. Or else you can just say like that little kid. You know what he said? No.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips will be joining us bottom of the hour. We'll talk about your right to exempt your children from these shots, even if California goes the other way. We'll talk about that with him. We've got Ty Bollinger. We're going to go outside the box. You can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And Super Don has it on good authority that our friend Jerry Doyle at Epic Times, epictimes.com, has published another little video segment. We've started this new thing. Have we done two or three now that we have published?
Well, technically we've done three. The first one was kind of a practice.
That was a test. Yeah. Yes. We have two up now over
yes.
there.
Yes. All right. Episode number two of Health Freedom with Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah. Episode two, The Empire Strikes Back. This is about aluminum and vaccinations, and Paul Offit, the vaccine PROFIT prophet. His statements that aluminum is necessary and really good for developing babies in utero, which is just absolutely astonishing that this guy has any credibility at all with anyone. You've got to see it. It's just ridiculous. Supernova blasted out. We'll include it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You know, and of course, this is also adding to the mix all this aluminum, whether it be in utero, whether it be in childhood, or whether it be, you know, later as adults. Aluminum is highly neurotoxic. And there's a study here at WebMD, interestingly enough, that rather than putting people on mental drugs, if you will, psychiatric drugs, mindfulness therapy turns out is as good as those depression meds. I don't know what the pharmacomafia is doing letting WebMD publish this thing, but they did today. Mindfulness-based cognitive therapy might offer an alternative for people with depression who don't want to take antidepressants long-term. This is according to British researchers. Good on you, our UK brethren. Their study published April 21st, that is yesterday, online in The Lancet, found this new therapy was as effective as antidepressant drugs in preventing a recurrence of depression over a two-year period. Except, it's better because there are no side effects with this cognitive mindfulness-based therapy. They're actually going back to talking to folks, giving them constructive ways to deal and recognize when depression sets in so they don't go further down that spiral. A non-drug therapy in WebMD. Who slipped that one through? That's amazing.
That is a little odd, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It is odd, but, you know, I just have to say that while there are no side effects to, you know, cognitive therapy, mindful-based, you know, cognitive therapy, it does require that people have to actually work through things. They need to talk about feelings. They need to talk about things. And, you know, this, I mean, our society has, I think, become so conditioned to, just taking a pill for everything. That's almost kind of a new concept for some people.
Yeah. What do you mean? We got to talk about this stuff?
Wait a minute. Well, no, I just don't want to feel it.
Yeah. Superdome, if you think about it, with the whole vaccine push and the relationship to the autism spectrum with these heavy metals, you have kids that can't function in the outside world. I mean, they literally go inward and they lose that, you know, communication ability. It's like an extreme example of where we've been heading in the era of monopoly medicine, patent medicine, drugs. The pill for every ill is to suppress every expression of your body, your cells trying to scream at you and say, hey, what are you doing? What are you feeding me? Why aren't you moving your tushy instead of sitting down on the video game all day, right? These kinds of things, we say, no, I'll just take a drug for that. And this is going into the psychiatric realm in that way that maybe we don't need a drug for that.
Well, and what is depression? I mean, depression really, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a symptom. And so, you know, you take an antidepressant, what are you doing? You're suppressing the symptom, but where's the depression coming from? What is the cause of the depression?
They like to say, well, it's a chemical imbalance that they can't identify, right? There's no blood test, there's no urine test, there's no hair test, there's no saliva test. There's no biomarker that's, oh, yeah, this person needs a selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drug. Doesn't exist. And it alters things, but a lot of things get altered when you do that, and all of the unintended consequences include removing the governor or limiter of behavior, particularly when it comes to suicidal or homicidal ideation and behavior. A disaster. But again, our government, I'm going to say this left and right, so everybody's equally offended, has adopted a church in violation of the First Amendment. We call it the Church of Pharmaceutical or Vaccine Mysticism. And it's one thing to operate in a market of ideas. If you want it, you can have it, but you can't force it on me and my family. But in California, they're saying, screw that. You all have to be in the Church of Pharmaceutical Vaccine Mysticism or else get out. Well, you know what I say if they actually pass this? Yeah, get the hell out of California before it falls into the sea. It's demonic what Dr. Pan is proposing and the other Democrats are going along with. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert purge water from the Echo ionization and alkalization system. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, vaccine rights attorney Alan Phillips is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. He writes for Natural News. He has his own radio show as well, and appreciate all the work that he does. And he can ground me into some realities that I don't particularly care for about the way you interface with government. But again, I respect him immensely, and I want to discuss these issues with him, including the cowardice of the pediatricians and one particular one who backed out of a debate, a live debate with Alan Phillips over the vaccine issue. Alan, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a real pleasure and honor to be with you, Robert.
Well, it's good to be with you as well, and your services are going to be more in need than ever, I believe, with what's happening here as state after state tries to remove the ability of the people of those states to say no to vaccines based on religious or philosophical grounds.
It is really a disturbing trend, and all of this falling on the heels, not by any accident, of course, from the propaganda campaign about the measles outbreak in California. Yes, there was an outbreak, as far as I know, but, I mean, 100 people, 150 people getting measles. The CDC says in the last 12 years, nobody's died from measles in the U.S., but the federal vaccine adverse event reporting system says or has reports of over 100 people dying from measles vaccines. Robert, we live in an age where the vaccines cause far more damage than the diseases do, and that's just based on the figures that we have. People from the FDA, CDC, and other non-governmental agencies estimate that only about 1 to 10% of the serious vaccine adverse events ever even get reported. So the truth is we have no clue what the real scope of vaccine injury and death is, but federal government pays out about $220 million a year right now. It's an average over the last 5 years for vaccine injury and death. So we know that injury and death from vaccines occurs. And yes, there are the occasional injuries and deaths from the diseases in modern times, but not nearly so much so as the vaccines.
But yeah, for the basis of argument, to say, well, the disease is worse than the vaccine. I mean, that is very debatable and arguable, especially, for instance, with the latest measles outbreak, whether it was caused by a non-vaccinated individual or not. Nobody knows for sure. The death rate from that outbreak was zero. Once again, as it continues to be, as we see only measles deaths in areas where you have abject poverty, malnutrition, etc., which argues for another paradigm, one in which as a homeopath I adhere to the law of the terrain versus the germ theory. And we don't consider, it's not up for debate or discussion, speaking of debate, what about the advantages to going through these childhood rites of passages, these diseases when you're healthy, and developing a stronger immune system, less likely to delve into or dive into or degrade into chronic diseases, cancer, and autoimmune scenarios. That's not even discussed anywhere.
And yet there are peer-reviewed published medical studies saying that kids that have measles and mumps, or adults who had measles and mumps as children, have a lower incidence of some cancers and other chronic diseases. So you're absolutely right, as well as, of course, lifelong immunity from the disease itself, and you don't get lifelong immunity from the vaccines. And measles in particular is really interesting, Robert, because there were measles outbreaks in the late 80s and early 90s, and there was a study that was looking at what's called a meta-study, looking at a group of other studies studies that were documenting measles outbreaks in highly vaccinated and even fully vaccinated populations. And the meta-study looking at this collection of studies concludes that measles is a disease where as the immunization rates rise, it becomes a disease of immunized persons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It created a whole new
realm of chronic diseases that were rare or non-existent, and especially with kids. And those who continue to say, well, we've just gotten better at diagnosing autism, I'm asking you, where are the 30-year-old, 40-year-old, 50-year-old kids that are now adults in diapers unable to function in society? Where are they, Alan?
You got me. You know, of course, it's an absurd attempt to explain away serious problems with vaccines. The autism rates, as you well know, have been steadily increasing and in direct correlation to the introduction of new and more vaccines. I know here in the U.S., when the MMR was introduced around 1980, there was a jump in the autism rate. Same thing happened in England, but it was a 10-year different time. It was around 1990 when they introduced the MMR vaccine there, and then they had a jump in autism at that same time 10 years later than here. And, you know, people say, well, correlation isn't proof of causation. Okay, I'll give you that. Mm-hmm. But when you have a strong correlation like that, two different countries, two different times, that's a strong signal to take a closer look at what's really going on.
I have a sense as to why this pediatrician you were scheduled to debate live on the air didn't show up. I mean, you know your stuff, you know your facts, you're well-versed, and it seems like you can pull them right out of that brain of yours as opposed to having to look everything up.
Well, Robert, I've been looking at this issue ongoing for 21 years, since my 21-year-old son was born. And it's, as you know, an inherently complex issue, multifaceted, medically, politically, legally, and you never know it all, and it's continually evolving. So I do the best I can to stay on top of it. But there was a certain point where I said, you know, I have enough pieces of the puzzle that I can see the big picture now. And I decided at that point to go back to school after being out for 17 years. And I picked law school primarily because of the vaccine issue. And there are today about 140 attorneys in the country that handle vaccine injury and death cases. It's a sad state of affairs that we need them, but a blessing that we have them. But I'm the only attorney in the country, as far as I know, whose practice is focused on vaccine exemptions and waivers. And I deal with exemptions and waivers in over a dozen different categories and subcategories. And I'm regularly involved in legislative activism with activists all over the country. And there are attorneys involved to one degree or another in all these areas, but nobody that I'm aware of who's really just fully immersed in it in the way that I am.
Yeah.
So it's sort of an odd niche that I've created for myself here.
It is. The article we have linked up is Pediatrician Concedes Vaccine Debate to Vaccine Rights Attorney. And, of course, the excuses that were given by this pediatrician, they were kind of weak, I think. You know, I don't want to dignify an attorney to discuss this issue with them. I mean, you know, come on. You have to study this stuff because you're dealing with it in a court of law a lot and also interfacing with government officials in regards to the exemptions. Why not discuss this? You think he could mop the floor with you? He's a pediatrician.
Yeah, well, this is the excuse they use, one version or another, the same thing, regardless of whether it's a doctor on the other side or not. We just had a secondary version of the same situation, a wonderfully gifted and intelligent medical doctor, Dr. Tony Bark, was going to be debating Paul Offit, of all people. And
right.
Offit found out there was going to be somebody on the other side, just anybody on the other side. There was going to be another side presented, and
yeah.
He bailed and backed out again, too. You know, they don't want to, quote, unquote, dignify the other side. But, you know, from a very practical, strategic point of view, they have the upper hand still at this point in time, and so they have nothing to gain by debating. And as you and I and others who are knowledgeable about the issue know, they have everything to lose. They don't want to put in the spotlight their lack of information side by side with our information that's going to call into question immunizations. They don't want to risk.
Alan, isn't that the irony of this push, these states that are pushing to remove any exemption besides medical, which good luck trying to get a medical exemption. It is absolutely bringing this issue to the awareness of parents that were never aware of it. In fact, the New York Times editorialized on this very point that we maybe have pushed a little too hard here, and it's going to backfire.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I certainly see degrees and versions of that. We had a bill here in North Carolina to remove the religious exemption, and it's really interesting. The original senator who was sponsoring the bill had a very different bill in mind, but she was new to the Senate, and so she went on the advice of a more seasoned representative who went for the all-or-nothing approach. The original bill was just to make it harder, make a long story short, make it harder to get the exemption or put in another step. And when they went for the all-or-nothing approach, there was this statewide grassroots immediate, and I almost want to say vicious, backlash or reaction. Within, you know, a few days, there were hundreds of people picketing at the Capitol. I mean, when does that happen for any bill? You know, not very often. So
and it happened in California as well, which is why it delayed it, but we'll see where it goes next.
Yeah, well, we were lucky in North Carolina. It actually, they pulled the bill, and that's happened in three or four other states, too. But in California, I suspect that Big Pharma went to more trouble to see the legislature before approaching this. California is a really pivotal state. There are lots of people who feel that if this bill gets passed in California, that could trigger a domino effect around the country. So it's really, really concerning for all of us what's going on in California right now.
Yeah. Well, in California with SB 277, again, it passed out of committee. We don't know. It's got a few phases left before it would become law. If Governor Brown signs it, the good Democrat for the people, he would sign it, we know. At this point, if we look at this issue, and this may make me unpopular with some of my listeners, but I'm willing to say it. If you send your kids to government indoctrination centers, a.k.a. public schools, you are accepting a benefit. This is not a right, even though people confuse rights and privileges all of the time. A right is something that you're born with. A right to be educated by the state is not something anybody is born with necessarily. Now, again, some would argue against me on that. It's a privilege. And if you accept the privilege, they can make the rules, and those rules can suck for you, but you're going to have to play by their rules or else you're going to have to get out. And this has, a lot of, I think, liberals in California waking up to that reality, whether they're saying it in clear terms or not.
Well, it's really a disturbing scenario, and sort of interesting, I guess, the way it works legally. And as I often tell people, my goal when I try to analyze things legally is to come up with the right legal answer, whether I like the answer or not, because in order to get what we want, we have to first start with an understanding of where we are. And a lot of people confuse what they think our rights should be or what they want our rights to be with what they are, and those are not always the same thing. So the way we know where the lines are, when we do know where the lines are, is when courts, through formal legal precedent, tell us where the lines are. So we know from a case all the way back in 1905, Jacobson v. Massachusetts, that the state's police power gives the states the right to mandate vaccines.
Oh, he who has the guns, the bigger guns. Hey, Alan, can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
This is way more important than talking about a Florida man who tried to kiss a venomous snake and got bitten, okay? Although that's what probably Dr. Pan would do if he was left on his own accord. All right, we've got more with Alan Phillips on the vaccine exemption issue after this break.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSB. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're back with Alan Phillips. The website for you is vaccinerights.org, is that correct?
.com,
thank you. Vaccinerights.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. You just click on Alan's name, it'll take you there. If you need assistance on any matter related to this issue, he is as qualified as anybody. I recommend him and support him in his efforts. Alan, you were going back to the early part of the 20th century with a precedent case that said, okay, the states have the right to, or the authority to, or something, to force medical procedures in some way, shape, or form, whether it's vaccines or otherwise. It's still controversial for some, but this is kind of where they go in the games they're playing right now.
Well, this case goes back over 100 years now, and the only vaccine around at the time was smallpox, and it concerned a smallpox outbreak. And what the court said was that the states, under the state's police power, have the authority to mandate vaccines. The problem is that we're still operating on a principle from over 100 years ago at a time when the circumstances are completely different. Now, there's plenty of evidence to show that smallpox didn't go away because of the smallpox vaccines, but this court case in 1905 assumed that that was the case. But in this day and age, as we talked about just a few minutes ago, Robert, where we've got federal government's paid out over $3 billion over the last 25 years to people who are injured and killed for vaccines, by vaccines. We're in a different world today than 100 years ago, and yet we're still operating on a 100-year-old policy. So it's time for a change. But the state of the law at the moment is that the states can mandate vaccines under their police power. Now, probably every state has a state constitutional language about a right to a public education. And as you and I have talked on the breaks here, there's sort of a conflict between this idea of that the state has this obligation to protect the citizens. That's sort of the mainstream view as it pertains to vaccines, and therefore the state has to mandate vaccines supposedly to keep everybody safe. And how do you balance that with the right to a public education? And when vaccines were first being mandated by law in states around the country, it was in connection with school because they were concerned with childhood infectious diseases, and schools are places where people congregate and diseases could be spread. But we have, as I keep saying, a whole different scenario going on today, and really these policies are not consistent with the science, when you look at the real science.
I was going to go there, Alan, with you, because they've put in their lot with a religion. And, you know, honestly, in violation of the First Amendment, in my opinion, you know, Congress has established a religion in this case by adopting the medical monopoly. The pharmaceutical influence over governments, federal and state, means that, you know, the sacrament for kids is the vaccination. And to exempt yourself, again, when you have a risk, and the risk is real, you said it, $3 billion has already been paid out. You can't have no way out. I mean, it's unconscionable. The Nuremberg Code should be brought into play here.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is ridiculous. Even if there wasn't the level of concern that we have, I would argue almost just as a matter of principle, there should never be any such thing as an absolute mandate, because as soon as you have an absolute mandate, you then create the possibility for that to be manipulated and taken advantage of. We have to have the right to say no, just to balance the overreach of the pharmaceutical industry and its influence, if not outright control, over state and federal health policy. And
like
that's
this
really
kid. Yeah. Like this kid.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what we do. We got to learn from our kids again how to say no. And in California, say no. Stand up. I mean, again, the liberal left used to be against the man, used to not trust the man. Now they become lock, stock, and barrel, the man in California. And it's the pharmaceutical man, the pharmacomafia man like Dr. Pan. This is not going away. They're going to keep attempting to it because the profitability of that industry is dependent upon forcing you to accept vaccination. They don't have enough blockbuster drugs coming down the pike. And this is their mechanism. Buy off the legislators. Legislate the medical morality that to exempt yourself from vaccines is immoral. And it's quite the opposite. So what is your advice for our friends in California today? They may have only a little time to prevent this from happening.
You've got to speak out. You know, a lot of people say they're afraid to speak out. I tell you, if somebody on one of my radio shows a couple weeks back said, if you're afraid to speak out now, you should be more afraid not to speak out, because it's not going to get any better if we keep quiet. Yeah. We have to speak out and do so in an intelligent and effective way.
Well, Alan Phillips, I appreciate you speaking out with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're welcome here anytime. Keep rocking the health world and bringing those rights back in where people are perceiving privileges, shall we? Yes, we shall. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. We'll be back with Ty Bollinger as we step way, way, way outside the box. And we'll talk vaccines, homeopathy, cancer, and more after the break, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger in Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
You know, I don't usually endorse TV shows, and we picked on this host before, rightfully so. What's his name? John Stewart. But TMB, did you know that our friend Jeffrey Smith is going to be on The Daily Show tonight?
Well, you know, I did know that, RSB, but the only reason I knew is because you told me earlier today.
Well, regardless, it's totally cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. I've already set the DVR to record it tonight because I want to make sure that if I forget that I can come back and watch that.
Yeah, I told Jeffrey, I said the DVR to stun because it's stunning information that he's on the Daily Show. So that's
really
cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Now, we've been doing, you know, every week I get to do political healing. Some might say it's political instigation with Jonathan Emord. You know, every Thursday we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty. But you want to open sort of on a political bent with one of the guys that may be running for president. What's that all about?
Well, you know, I told you off the air that I always knew that he was a Neanderthal, but apparently Jeb Bush is now beginning to eat like a caveman.
What do you mean, Jeb Bush eating like a caveman?
Well, he's going on the paleo diet, you know, meat and vegetables and fruits and staying away from meat and cheese and breads. And apparently he's done really well. I see the picture here on the web. It's a Yahoo article and mm-hmm. it looks like he's dropped some, you know, probably a good 15, 20 pounds. You can see it and his face is much thinner and he looks like he's in better shape now, not as much like a doughboy.
Right. But how's his mental capacity to understand the Constitution? He's calling for more state powers to spy on us through the NSA.
Oh, well, yeah, the paleo diet has no, you know, maybe he's going to continue thinking like a Neanderthal. It has nothing to do with your mental acuity. It just has to do with the way that you, your body metabolizes fat. But that, you know, maybe he's going to be even worse now. Maybe his body's been metabolizing all the cholesterol and fat in his brain. But, it's not going to necessarily help his lawmaking skills or his judgmental skills on these things that deal with our liberties.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe he should kiss a venomous snake like that other guy in Florida did. I didn't get to cover that story. Alan Phillips was rocking it on the vaccine exemption stuff. It's amazing what's happening.
It really is, and I think he's right, too, that if you know, what California does, the other states eventually follow. It might not be next year, but they're going to follow California. So this is really big. If people think it's just California, I don't live there, it doesn't affect me, that's not actually accurate. It will affect you eventually.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, you guys homeschooled, and I posed the thought that this attack on the people of California is a bigger attack on the poorest among them, because how many of them can either send their kid to private school or afford to even homeschool? Now, I'm not saying no poor people ever homeschooled, because mm-hmm. they do, but, you know, is my assessment sort of on the mark in that this is going to impede the poorest among us in California removing exemptions?
Yeah, it will definitely affect them more than those that have more money, because those that have more money always have more options. And, money doesn't create happiness, but it does create a lot of options for you. And the impoverished don't have those same options, especially in a house where there has to be two breadwinners just to get by, by month to month and put bread on the table. It will affect them more. And so this is, I heard you were saying, the Democrats should be completely opposed to this because they always come from the perspective that they want to do what's good for the poor. Well, what's good for the poor would not be to take away one of their options to school as opposed to those who are more wealthy.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, if they have a child who is vaccine injured, and let's face it, there are a lot of poor folks that have as many, maybe the more well-to-do, but the well-to-do then say, well, we're not sending our kids into that dangerous den, if you will. But in California, if the SB 277 becomes law, they will not have an option. They will not have an option. They don't have the money to move out of state either.
Well, you're right. You're right. And, there's only a few people that have enough money to move out of state, just at the whim. I think that's a good point. You know, we need to remind people about that when it comes specifically to hemp too, that, they don't need to move out of state to get the CBD oil. That's what I tried to do. I was lecturing this weekend in Kentucky and that's one of the things that I told the audience. And it was actually one of the most, not controversial, but it really got their danders up more than anything talking about hemp. It was a very religious crowd, and most of the religious people, myself included, have been brainwashed against that plant. But that was one of the things that I let them know, is that you don't have to move out of state to have access to CBD hemp oil.
Right, right. Well, and I'm sure you've revealed all the reasons why it's a good thing for folks to consider, rather than the pharmaceutical drugs that are all too much part of a state-sanctioned religion, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have the access to be able to get money to move out of state, I want to warn you, if you've adopted oncology and taken chemotherapy, you might not have access to your funds. Is that true?
Well, apparently, an ABC news story that you're talking about, the chemotherapy event apparently damaged the cells in her fingers to such an extent that it left her without her fingerprints. So she wasn't able to access her bank data because of the fingerprinting thing. So that's kind of wild, isn't it? That the chemotherapy, it destroyed the cells in her fingers that caused the fingerprint. That's odd.
Well, as if we didn't need another reason not to utilize those toxic substances. Remember, anybody handling those chemical drugs, those chemotherapeutic or chemotoxic agents, I mean, they're wearing hazmat suits. I mean, and if they're of childbearing age, they're literally telling them, don't go near it because this will kill a baby before it's even formed.
Yeah. Well, that's right. It's toxic. You know, a lot of these chemicals that are being used, they do, you know, they literally do wear hazmat suits. And apparently with this lady here, it caused what was called, they call hand-foot syndrome, causes swelling, painful blisters, sores, and cracked skin and so forth. So apparently it didn't really erase her fingerprints. It looked like it just damaged the skin to such an extent that it didn't. The fingerprints were different than before.
Yeah, you couldn't read them exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, a disaster. The idea that cancer is a deficiency of these chemotoxic drugs.
Yeah.
Of course, we know better. And those of you who haven't seen the truth about cancer, the quest continues. It's going to continue. We'll talk more about that as well. But I wanted to get your perspective also, Ty, on the LA Times article and reference point that they promoted this idea that unvaccinated children in public schools is akin to sending kids to school with firearms, with guns.
That's one of the most absurd things I've ever heard, that not vaccinating is equating the kid to bringing a gun to school. It's, okay, because here's their logic, or their illogic in that, right? You don't vaccinate, the kid is gonna be carrying a deadly disease that's gonna then hurt other kids. That's the analogy. Now, I mean, it falls flat on its face for several reasons. Number one, if vaccines really worked, why do you care if the kid next to you is sick? Right? Mm-hmm. Because if the vaccine worked, it wouldn't matter. But just on the sheer face of this, it's absurd to compare not vaccinating to carrying a gun, because when you carry a gun, what's your purpose? If you're it's typically you're carrying a gun, you're going to do harm to someone, or you're carrying it so that you can harm someone if you need to. That's absurd. It's offensive to me to say that if you don't vaccinate, that you are doing the same thing as sending your kid to school with a gun. That's exactly the opposite of what we're doing. As you mentioned in the last hour, these outbreaks are being caused by kids that are actually shedding the disease that they're supposed to be vaccinated against. They're not being caused by the unvaccinated. But it's just more propaganda here in the propaganda states of the United States of America.
Well, I think I even mentioned yesterday how if we really want to protect the children in school, right, in schools, that we should ban medical doctors from going anywhere near them.
Well, they are the number one leading cause of death. Iatrogenic deaths are the number one leading cause of death. So that's exactly good. If that's good logic, if that is the case, which it is, then we should ban doctors. And if you send a doctor to school, it's the same thing as sending your kid to school with a gun, or same thing as sending a doctor to school with a gun.
With a gun, and his intent to use it. And of course, with vaccines, we've talked about the references of a game of Russian roulette. But with vaccination, every gun is loaded. Every shot fires. It hits a different organ, perhaps, or explodes later in certain kids. I mean, some it's more obvious when they've been hit. And so it's interesting, the kind of concept of shots and getting shot and the analogies there. But you can actually teach children to be safe around firearms and not fear them, or a healthy fear, of course, but not to fear them in such an irrational way. And, of course, we need to teach kids to rationally fear doctors with syringes, with needles that they're going to use, even though their intent may not be to harm. The evidence of harm is there.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the funny thing. You know, somebody shoots you with a gun and you die, you get arrested for murder. And there's no doubt the cause of death. A doctor sticks a kid with a vaccine needle and the kid dies, and it's a coincidence and nothing happens to the doctor. What's wrong with that picture?
Did you ever read the book by Eustace Mullins, Murder by Injection?
Yeah, Murder by Injection. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I had an autographed copy of that. I wonder if I still have it. It's still in boxes as such. But, you know, there's so much more awareness happening because of the push to remove these exemptions. I'm almost saying just bring it on. Just go for broke at this point. The pharmaceutical industrial complex needs to reveal itself as the sordid underbelly of what government has become in America, a fascist medical dictatorship.
Dictatorship. It is. And you know what? I'm with you. Bring it on. Because you know what? You're going to lose. They're going to lose. They won't win this battle. There's too many people that are against it that are going to stand up. This is the line in the sand for way too many people. They don't want this fight.
No, I don't think they do ultimately, but I know that they're desperate for holding on to power and for maintaining the profit margins that they've really enjoyed being a monopoly, and also having the extended patent protection of their pharmaceutical petrochemical drugs and synthetic chemistry. So as we move into another era when medicine goes back to what it used to be, the medicine man of the Native Americans, the herbal healers, the bush doctors, ironically enough, as Jeb Bush is now eating grub worms and shrubbery to get by as a paleo governor, we have got to go back to the basics and grow food.
Did you say that Jeb Bush was a grub worm?
Well, he must be eating grub worms and shrubbery. Although bush and shrubbery is sort of the same thing, so I don't want to get into some ugly things about that. But suffice it to say, we'll do a little more political healing if it warrants it. You can call us now at 866-939-BELL. And, of course, robertscottbell.com, linking out to Ty Bollinger, all his wonderful books as well, and our book together, Unlock the Power to Heal. When we come back, what are one-third of seniors being given? And tell me that we don't have a medical church in this country.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSB. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, since sometimes we don't understand what's happening on our own planet, we thought we'd celebrate the planet Zubla Dubla Day today. Because some people have said it's Earth Day, but I don't think people know what the heck to do with the Earth. They're just trashing it, Ty. It's like, let's still celebrate planet Zubla Dubla Day.
Is today Earth Day, really?
I think it is. It's the 22nd. Yeah, Earth Day.
Okay, you know, I did not even know that.
Right? So get out there, stick your toes in the dirt and say thanks, I guess. Play with an earthworm. Eat a grub worm like Jeb Bush. I don't know. But you'd think Earth Day should be every day.
Well, I agree. And speaking of worms, when it rains up here in Tennessee, which has been doing a lot quite frequently lately, the girls go out in the morning and they're able to pick up these worms that are just all over the concrete. And it's just kind of cute to see them with this. Some of them get up to 6 inches long. They look like mini snakes.
They're monsters, I know. Are you feeding them to any other animals? Are you putting them in for vermiculture, for soil rehab? What are you doing once they catch them?
Yeah, we'll throw them into our garden.
Cool. Excellent. Tells you that you know, the healthy soil, the earthworms are abundant. That is for sure.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we did not have the healthy soil down in Texas, but here in Tennessee, it's amazing, the black dirt. And, you know, when we sold our house down there, the real estate agent literally came to me after 15 minutes of trying to get the sign in the yard and said, I cannot get the sign in the yard because there's nothing but rock.
Rock.
It's
rock,
literally
soil,
solid rock.
Yeah, so I don't know what you can grow on that. You have to be creative, as we encourage everybody to grow something. At this point, as I said, there will be transitions in our lifetime and the lifetime of our kids where food won't be as easy to be shipped from China, South America, or even across country. And if we talk about where all the food is being grown in California and they're running out of water, my goodness, if you can't see the writing on the wall and start planting something, it's growing season in the North American continent, if you will, start planting something.
Yeah, we're looking forward to at the end of June. You'll be coming up here with the fam and staying with us. And by that time, most of these veggies that we have planted should be in harvest. So we're going to have some tomatoes and some organic corn and Brussels sprouts and broccoli and a lot of different herbs and strawberries, you name it, man. It's going to be nice to go out to the garden and pick some fresh stuff with you.
Well, we'll stave off some dementia together. One-third of seniors now being given dementia drugs, antipsychotics here in the United States. Another embarrassment. All right, we're putting our old people on drugs, man. So that's messed up.
No, Robert, that makes sense. I mean, the reason that they're sick is because they're deficient in dementia drugs. They're deficient in these antipsychotics. I mean, the antipsychotics make the world go round.
Of course, of course. We don't have enough fluoride coming into them. Let's give them some Prozac. Exactly. So, yeah, this story is interesting. It's up on our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health talking about that. And, you know, being old is not evidence of a deficiency of 20 drugs, which they're often not. I bring up my mom at 81 on zero drugs and, you know, dancing right. every night. But she's actually eating well, and she's got remedies, homeopathy, silver. She's got the Echo water, so she's getting molecular hydrogen with every time she's drinking. So, you know, there are ways to prevent what it seems like at least a third of the seniors are on these dementia drugs.
Yeah, and you know what? Before my grandmom died, she was as well. And one of the things that she used to do is she'd call me. When we lived in Dallas, and every day on work after work on the way home, I'd call her up. And she'd say, Ty, there's someone staring at me here at this place, and that she won't talk to me. And she told me this day after day after day. And finally, I went over there to the nursing home where grandma was living and to find out that she was looking at herself in the mirror.
Wow.
And thought that it was someone else and thought that there was a rude lady living next to her. And it's because of the drugs.
Wow. Couldn't recognize herself. Amazing.
No.
And, you know,
and we took her off the drugs and she got completely better.
Amazing. Amazing. Increase the omega-3 essential fats, EPA, DHA. Increase the CBD, cannabidiol from the industrial hemp plant. There are a lot of things you can do, and also eliminate the heavy metals, aluminum. Again, we mentioned that at Epic Times, and we've got it linked up. Super Don and I talked about this idea that, aluminum is good for developing babies. It's not good for them. It's not good for our seniors.
No. Aluminum is not a nutrient, neither is mercury, despite what your oncologist will tell you, despite what your vaccinologist will tell you. They are poisons. They will kill you, and they often do.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Ty, you're going to be in Troy, Michigan this weekend at a very special event, and it's the Awaken Empowered Expo.
Yeah, Awaken Empowered Expo. It's going to be very, very good time this weekend. Wish you could join me up there, RSV.
Yeah, and I know you're also going to be recording with Jeffrey Jackson and others. Hopefully you
yes,
get to
I
see,
am.
The, see our loving family up there in the Detroit area. You know who they are, Marlon Glennon family.
That's
we
right.
appreciate
Hopefully
that.
I'll see them.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk about the FDA's assault on homeopathy. Is it real? What's going on? Also, we've got questions of the day related to teeth and silver and nebulization and cancer. Stick around.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, last 2 days, the FDA has been holding hearings on the regulation of homeopathic drug products. We say homeopathic remedies. They're saying, oh man, it's dangerous. We got to do something about it. There have been complaints, and it's an interesting, strange claim, it is. And I'm going to be talking with Eric Foxman from the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists. That's where I used to serve on the board back in the early 2000s. And we'll get the skinny on that, so to speak. But for now, bringing up these weird absurdities of saying homeopathy is dangerous, TMB, it's like, talk about a world that doesn't make sense. Let's go to Zubla Dubla.
Well, we are in Zubla Dubla. We are in the matrix right now, especially regarding homeopathy, because one of the biggest complaints against homeopathy is that it's nothing more than a placebo. I mean, you hear anybody talk about homeopathic remedies and they'll say, look, there's all it is just, you know, infinitesimally small amounts of these substances in water. So you're really doing nothing more than drinking water. If you take a homeopathic, there's nothing there. It's nothing more than a placebo. But then now they're trying to regulate it because it's dangerous. So again, that makes the title of this article, is it, you know, can it be both? Can it be a placebo and still dangerous at the same time? How can something that has nothing in it be dangerous for you? And but then that goes to the real reason for all of this proposed legislation. Mm-hmm. And that's because the fact that it's competing against these federal drug states of America with the FDA and the big pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, it's a competitive issue, of course. And even though the drugs have a monopoly in some ways, in 1938, Senator Copeland and others sought to grandfather the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States, HPUS, so that there was a legally recognized drug legend, so to speak. And the remedies were pre-existing. They were adopted in and acknowledged as, okay, they have impact. These are the remedies. These are what they do. That's why there's no pre-market approval. They don't have to go through tests like new drug molecules do, synthetic drugs. And, you know, it's pretty much acknowledged. This is what it's for. Now, whether you believe it works or not, that's a secondary issue. The question of danger, well, no, Ty, you got it right. The danger is to the sales of allopathic synthetic pharmaceuticals of the medical monopoly.
And here's, you just said it though, whether you believe it or not, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't belief have a lot to do with your healing?
Oh, sure
so,
it does.
You know, so when they're saying homeopathics are dangerous because there's nothing in them, but let's say that they're right, there's nothing in them. But we see people getting well because of homeopathics, and I'm not agreeing that there's nothing in them, but let's just say there wasn't. People are getting well, aren't they? So, one of the major contributing factors to people getting well is the fact that they believe they're going to get well. That's why conventional medicine falls flat on its face, specifically with cancer treatments, because the first thing you hear from your oncologist when you go in there to get the C diagnosis is you're going to be dead in 6 or 8, 10 months, whatever it might be. So they take away the belief. As a matter of fact, it reminds me of a quote from Charlotte Gerson, who had been accused of spreading false hope, and she said, "You've spread false." What is it? Despair. When really
despair,
it's not false.
Yeah.
It's really true despair. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, whether it works or not, the belief that it works has a big effect on your health.
Yeah, absolutely it does. And, you know, we've seen it work. I've seen it in my family, how it's done for me. You see it with children, with babies,
yes.
With animals,
and you know what? And,
cats, dogs,
and
horses.
We saw it about 2 years ago, Robert, with our cat. That had been attacked by a dog and was lying with all kinds of internal injuries, bleeding out of the mouth.
Right.
And we gave it Arnica Montana, and it recovered completely, and there was no belief on that one.
Right. Well,
the cat
knew you were giving it a placebo, right?
Yeah, that Arnica Montana saved that cat's life. There's no doubt about it.
Incredible. So we'll be talking more about this. As I said, I've got a link into the AAHP. We'll find out from a regulatory perspective what, if anything, looks to be changing on the federal level in regards to regulating homeopathic drug products. They are regulated as drugs, in case you didn't know. Question time. It is question time once again.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Hey, TMB, we got two questions coming in from you-know-where. The quest for the cures. How cool is that? And when I was up in Syracuse, I'm telling you, the people that had seen it, it just blows me away, the reach of what you've done. I continue singing your praises, you know that, just to make you blush. But the questions both come off of that today. The first one we're going to cover here, it relates to cancer. It says, I heard you mention on Ty's video about nebulizing silver. I have had great results using silver in the form of ions. It knocks out cold bugs so well, I thought if I ever came down with a flu bug or nastier, as in Ebola, this is the writer here, saying I'd nebulize it right into my lungs. I was delighted when you backed up these thoughts. I bought an Omron nebulizer in preparation for the day I might need it. Could you tell me what mixture or dosage you would recommend to take on for a bug or worse yet, lung cancer? That's from Gary. Now, TMB, I don't know if you've ever, have you actually nebulized it with the kids yet? Do you have one of those handheld portables?
We have not nebulized the silver, no.
Okay, because this is awesome. I recommend every home have a portable nebulizer. You don't need a prescription. You can go online and order them. There are a lot of different varieties from cheap to expensive, and they pretty much do the same thing, micronize it so you can inhale a liquid. And so what I do in our household with the kids, if they have a cough or something, we'll put a teaspoon into the nebulizer, and they'll just breathe on it for a few minutes at a time. And it's very simple. Now, this guy's also asking about cancer. Remember, we referenced the studies and the peer-reviewed literature as well about the ability of cancer, its electrical right. impact, its oxidative impact on cancer cells to eliminate them as well as platinum, which is very toxic chemotherapy, without the harm to the healthy cells. So the idea, as Gary's asking, if it's in the lungs, deliver it there. Point of foci. It only makes sense.
It does make sense, and I'm glad that you were able to answer that one now. We did a question and answer session after the quest for the cures, and I had several questions about nebulizing silver that was directed at your comments, and I did not know how to answer them appropriately because we have not done that. So I'm glad that you chimed in there. Next time I get the questions, I might get you to come answer for me.
Well, yeah, when we're together, we can do that. We can answer the ones that you couldn't get to. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Really good. Now, we have another question of the day coming through, and this one is from Michelle. And it relates to a story I know you want to cover, too, and I talked about it with Dr. Batar the other day. Michelle says, thank you for your integrity and relentless pursuit of the truth. I recently found your show after watching The Truth About Cancer, and I can't get enough. Oh, I love it when they tell me I can't get enough. That's good.
Depeche mode.
After listening to the discussion with Dr. Batar, another amazing individual, regarding root canals, I was wondering if there are healthy options for a fake tooth after getting the tooth with the root canal removed. I would like my husband to have his root canal tooth removed along with his mercury fillings, but he is not keen on not having a tooth. Okay, Michelle. TMB, what do you think?
Well, I'm glad that we can talk about this because root canals are a huge problem. And so what a root canal is you've got an infected tooth. They scrape out what they think is the infected part, and there's always infection left, and then they seal it. So mm-hmm. they really seal the bacteria in the tooth. And then, as Beauchamp talked about, the bacteria pleomorph,
yeah.
right, they change into anaerobic bacteria, which are more toxic, and then they can get into the body through the tubules. So you've got root canals are a huge problem. As a matter of fact, with Bill Henderson, who is also in the quest for the cures and has written several books on cancer and has been a cancer coach for almost 20 years now, he said that 90%+ of the people that he helps that have cancer have root canal teeth. So that it's a big problem, but you can create more of a problem if you get the root canal tooth taken out by a dentist that doesn't know how to clean up the socket correctly.
Right.
Because what people don't realize is that the ligament is always more infected than the tooth was. Mm-hmm. And so you got to clean up the socket. You got to get a competent dentist that can remove the tooth. And then you've got the issue of the cavitation, which is the space that's left after the tooth is removed. You don't really want to leave a cavitation because most of the time there's still infection there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do want to, if you can, it's expensive, but you want to get it replaced. So that's, you know, cosmetic replacement when teeth are removed can be quite expensive for you, but it's yeah. probably something that you would try to budget in. Otherwise, I got a feeling that the infection could come back.
Well, exactly. And in addition, and this is also where I bring silver into the mix. I like it when the dentist, if they're trained properly, they can actually flood that area with silver and neutralize a lot of these things, help it to heal. But the replacement for the tooth, that's another thing that's very interesting as well. And the IAOMT dentists are considering safer materials like, I think zirconium they're calling it, something like that, that is very non-reactive, more so or less so, if you will, than any other material they've used previously.
I did not know that they were going to zirconium, but yeah, you want to go to a biological dentist. You can find them at IAOMT.com, I think it is.
Yeah, IAOMT is the International Association for Oral Metal Toxicology. Again, they've used, like, I guess, stainless steel, all kinds of different things they've tried, titanium,
yeah.
right? But a lot of these are reactive and can create problems. So if you're going to replace the tooth, and if you feel like you want to go that direction, test the materials for biocompatibility. Work with a dentist that understands that concept of biocompatibility before electing to, you know, place something in there permanently like they do. So that is a great consideration. Again, you know, with Dr. Batar also referencing it in his clinic, as he's seen so many cancer patients too, that
yeah.
they all had root canals. There is a very
right.
high correlation or connection.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's another article that we haven't really hit about because it's really the same topic, title of which is 97% of terminal cancer patients previously had this dental procedure, and that procedure is root canal. So it's not just, you know, Boutard saying, it's not just Bill Henderson that's saying it. You know, this is across the board, the dentists that are looking for these things. Now, you may not get a conventional oncologist that will tell you that because they don't look at the teeth. They don't look at the connection between dental procedures and cancer. They may not even know if their patients have root canal teeth. But when you have the doctors that know what to look for, we're finding a huge correlation.
Absolutely incredible. And, you know, when we're talking about cleaning it out, all of these things, you don't go into it lightly. Dentistry can be the most dangerous profession, you know, of the medical realm when it's done improperly. And, of course, when you find a good one, it's a godsend, you know, that knows this and knows how to do it, that can repair these things. Because, listen, we've all experienced pain from the dentist. You know, my wife has suffered from dental procedures. And like I said, tread carefully, pray a lot over this. Believe me, there's a lot of things that we may not have control over. So turn it over to the man upstairs, so to speak, to help guide us in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's funny that we're talking about this today. Charlene just went this morning with Brianna, and they both had dentist appointment. And we found a great dentist here in Tennessee. And the guy is all about changing the internal terrain, getting your body more alkaline, getting rid of the environment that can cause cancer, and that also causes problems in other health, and also causes problems in your teeth. So this is a dentist that's actually thinking outside the box and realizes that problems in your teeth are just a symptom of something going on in your body.
Absolutely incredible. There are folks out there that know good things. We'll try to spotlight them and highlight them whenever we can here. TMB, RSB, Super D is also here. We've got one more segment. Obamacare paying hospitals only if the patients are happy. But what if they're happy and dead? Do they still count? That's serious. That's a serious question. We'll be back to wrap it up. Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it.
Oops, you're dead.
Oh, wow. Oops, you're dead? Oh, that's a Super Don classic. Of course, this relates to the story of Obamacare paying hospitals only if their patients are happy. Of course, on any number of innocuous parameters that don't really mean anything. And it turns out this study says it's not so important to be happy in a hospital. What's important is that they put you back together again and you get out fast.
Well, here's the thing, Robert. What does it exactly mean that you're happy in the hospital? Because, mm-hmm. okay, we've talked about the fact that laughter is the best medicine, right? Well, that would tend to think that if you're happy that you're going to get well quicker. I think what this means is that they're in the hospital, they're getting all the junk food that they're used to eating, getting plenty of electromagnetic frequencies, getting plenty of television time, getting all these things that are unhealthy for them. So maybe they are happy and satisfied while they're in the hospital. Meanwhile, it's killing them.
Incredible. Absolutely astonishing. Again, another layer of a disaster that is Obamacare. As I said many times over the years, the most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. And exactly. there are a lot of people that didn't want it, and they were forced to participate. Although, TMB, you've revealed as well that there are like Christian groups that you can join that are much less invasive in that regard and that qualify.
Yeah, there are. There are Christian groups, and there are other groups that you can join. That I think there's specifically four groups that are written into Obamacare, and they're considered to be Christian sharing ministries mm-hmm. where you just pitch into the pot each month, and if somebody gets sick or something catastrophic happens, then they take some of those contributions each month and they pay for it. And, you know, it's really the way that I think that insurance should be run. It's
exactly.
very affordable. And it's only yeah. for catastrophic, right? So
right.
If we have to go get our teeth worked on or go to a regular doctor's visit, which it's been a while, a
yeah.
long time, but
you just
if we did,
pocket.
We just pay
yeah.
for it. Yeah,
right.
you just pay
yeah.
for it.
And it's much less expensive when you do it that way, quite honestly. But again, I don't want to get into that debate. We're almost out of time here. I want to say thank you to Chris Steiner, who just added to the IAOMT.org we mentioned, the International Academy of Biological Dentistry and Medicine, which is IABDM.com, as well as another option for folks looking for a dentist that knows how to utilize, let's say, safe protocols.
Yeah, yeah, and thanks to Chris for sharing that. I knew that there was another organization that was about biological dentists. So, and that's actually, from what I've seen, I've been on that website online. That's actually even a better website than IAOMT because mm-hmm. There's more stringent criteria for those that adhere to that are biological dentists as opposed to the other one. They're both good, but I
yeah.
found better selection of dentists on that other website.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you, Chris, for heads up on that. So we can remember everything, because it's hard to remember everything when we're going live sometimes. This weekend, remember, TMB is going to be in Troy, Michigan, and that is a very special event that I hope that you're able to make if you're anywhere near it. What's the name of the program again?
It's called Awake and Empowered Expo, and it's in Troy at the Met Hotel, and I hope to see you there if you're anywhere close.
Yep, and we have it linked up, awakenempoweredexpo.com. It's linked up in the show notes, just hot link, hyperlinked. The text there as we describe the show for you today. Also, upcoming events, May 20th through 24th at the Lowe's Chicago O'Hare Hotel, 2015 conference, Focus for Health, Autism 1. Going to be phenomenal. Next Wednesday, TMB, you're going to have to carry on the second hour when you show up without me, because I'm going to be lecturing live at Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs. So the first hour will be live from the store, and the second hour I got to turn over to you and Super D.
Yeah, well, that's fine. And then right after that, 2 days later, we'll be down in Florida together, right, in Naples.
Well, 2 weeks later, yes, because Unlock the Power to Heal with RSB and TMB. You're trying to mess with
I'm
me
trying
still.
To get you again.
Even still, you dog. Anyway, also Sayergy. So it's like, listen to this, RSB, TMB, Sayergy. At Food and Thought in Naples, Florida, Friday, May the 15th. And then, of course, in June, we've got Nashville, Tennessee for the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists as well. So we got a lot of stuff coming up. How are we going to keep up with it all?
I don't know, man. We're going to have to help each other remember things.
Absolutely. Instead of messing with my mind, you keep me going outside the box. I don't even know where the box is anymore.
Well, Robert, thanks, man. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, TMB, love to the whole family. Thanks, Super D. Thanks for Daniel on the board. We've got Sacred Fire Liberty tomorrow with Jonathan Ebord and more. Stick with us. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, and liberty, where we remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.